Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. All right, my friends, thank you so much, first of all, for listening in. If this is the first time tuning into my show, I appreciate you so much and would like to share with you a little bit about why Gabbin with Gale grows your business. I love to do success stories. I love to interview guests that have a great success story on their journey. So I do that every single Friday. And then during the week, I do inspirational and motivational moments based on my life lessons. I've been out there in the world of business for many, many years. About 20 of those years I spent in sales. And one of the things that I know is that you need more eyeballs on your presentation. You need more ears listening to you. And with today's advantage of the internet and social media, I just felt it was a way that I could help more businesses reach out to more eyes and earballs. Eyeballs, earballs, and really start some growth going on in their business. So I invite you, if you have a story to tell, to send me an email. You can go to thegalefoleyshow.com and subscribe there and put a little note in there and say you'd like to talk about an interview. You can subscribe to my channel. I'm on iTunes directory. I'm very soon going to be switching it up so you can reach me on many, many different directories. Appreciate any likes, any shout outs, any reviews you can give me. I do appreciate that. Today, I want to talk a little bit about movies. I am so intrigued with movies, everything about movies. I grew up with a mother and father that were very young. They got married. They almost ran off to get married when they were 16 and 20. It's a wonderful story. My parents were actually engaged to other people when they met. Instant attraction. They tried to elope 2 weeks later. They were caught by their parents and they're slapped. No, you can't do that. Well, finally they said, okay, we can't break these two up. 4 weeks later, they did get married. So 6 weeks, they got married. I came along about a year and a half later. So my parents were 22 and 17 when they started their family. And one of the greatest things that we did as a family, I then had two brothers, we went to the movies on a regular basis. It was just awesome. And I loved the memory of playing in the front yard and looking over and seeing mom and dad sitting there and sort of whispering, and I'm like, what's going on? What are they planning? And we go over and we'd say, what's going on? And they say, well, we're sort of thinking about going to the movies tonight. Well, the movies on a summer night was going to the drive-in. Oh, I can't tell you how much I love being outside on a summer evening, especially watching a movie. It was so distressing though when we see storm clouds start rolling in, and we're like, no, don't storm. We want to go to the movies. And so my mom would pack us. We weren't, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. There's five of us, and my dad was very, very frugal. So we did not go to the concession stand. My mom would pack us goose liver sandwiches. Now, I don't know if you've ever had goose liver sandwiches, but oh my goodness, goose liver sandwich was with mustard wrapped up in wax paper at the movies was such a treat. Oh my goodness, I can't eat a goose liver sandwich without going back to those moments, sitting in the back seat of the station wagon with my brothers, you know, jostling for the right position. I always called the center seat so I could see, you know. It was just an awesome, awesome time. I'll never forget the time we went to Boston on vacation and we're strolling up and down the streets. It was sort of a gloomy day. We thought, well, we'll duck in and watch a movie, and maybe when we come back out, the sun will be shining and be a brighter day. So we're walking along and we're looking for movie theaters. And we're seeing a few of them, but they were $2.50 a head. Well, like I've already mentioned, my dad was a bit frugal. And it was appalling to him to spend $2.50. Well, you my parents have been gone for a long time, so my dad would really be flipping out over what it costs to go to a movie now. But we kept strolling up and down the main streets, and finally we find this theater with a Tony Curtis and a Debbie Reynolds movie, and it was only 75 cents. And we're like, why? Well, we get in there, we find out. It's an older theater. It's got the poles in the center, so you got to, you know, find the place to sit. But it was a really cool old theater, so we were perfectly content to be in there and watch that movie together. So, fast forward years later, I still am just totally love movies. When I was single, I used to tell people, I'm taking myself to the movies tonight. I never needed anybody to go to the movies with me. I was happy just to sit there in the dark by myself, but it is more fun with a companion, and I'm so blessed that my husband loves movies as much as I do. In fact, when we first, we've been together 15 years. It has been a pretty standard practice that we have a date night on Friday nights, and that date night, nine times out of ten, it includes a movie. We try to change it up, do different things. We love plays. We love music. So we do different things. But movies is always one of the things that we do. So this past weekend, we went to see Philomena. Philomena, I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing that. This was an incredible movie. And if you're into true stories, and you like Judi Dench, who used to be in, who's been in the James Bond movies, you will know immediately that this movie is something special. Judi Dench plays the part of Philomena, and it's based on a true story. And this woman with this name, in fact, she was at the Oscars. She was in the audience. So this was a very important movie for me to see. I just felt drawn to it. This story is based on a woman that encountered evil, and there's no other word for it in my estimation, encountered evil at a very young age when they took her child from her at the convent that she was staying in. And I'm not going to spoil the story for you. You need to see it because it is a very incredible story. Because as the story rolls out, and you've seen the trailers on it, she is looking for the son that they took from her 50 years ago. Here's what the trailers don't share with you that I really feel important to share with you today is she kept this a secret. She did not tell a soul, not one single person did she tell about this. Can you imagine? And maybe you are someone listening right now that has a secret that you cannot tell, that you've carried in your heart, and you just, it has to remain there. I know there are secrets people keep. I keep a few secrets, nothing magnitude like that. But there are very private things in our lives that we tuck away and we keep to ourselves. So when she broke her silence and decided to go in search of her son, that was incredible courage, first of all. Incredible courage. Because there were so many people in her life by now that never had a clue. That, wow, really? I mean, just think about it. If you have a secret right now that you've never shared with anyone, you're carrying an incredible burden on yourself, and maybe you'll take that burden to your grave because it's that important. And she could have done that. But her courage, for anybody that watches that movie, has got to be an inspiration for someone else to let go of that secret, to let go of that anxiety, or that anguish is the word, the anguish. I cannot, in my wildest imagination, understand what pain that must have been to wake up every single day wondering where my child was and nobody else knowing that that was on my heart. And so the story goes on with her very personal search and campaign and mission to find this son of hers. There's humor in the movie. There's laughter. But for me, there was a lot of anger, a lot of anger at some of the things that happened to her because of other people's evilness, their closed-mindedness, their judgment, their holier-than-thou attitude. Like, they knew better than anyone else. And again, I'm not going to go into the details because it's important you see the movie if you're so inclined. But one of the most profound moments to me was when she found it in her heart to forgive the people that had done so much damage to her life. And that just goes to the power of someone's belief, because Filomena totally is driven in her belief of God, and her forgiving the people that took her child and all the things that came about. It's an incredible story. In fact, the book was written in 2009, and I plan to go to the library and get that book because there are so many details that movies just cannot delve into. You have to take the high points and low points and put them together to make a movie. So I want to go and find out more about this incredible woman because she's still walking this earth and sharing this story that I truly believe has a very powerful message to so many people out there. Because how, you know, you hold on to a secret, and then that secret comes out, and then you can turn around and forgive someone. And I have to share with you something I don't share too often, but in line with what she had the courage to do, I'll share with you that someone harassed, well, I can't, yeah. Let's just put it this way. I learned to forgive something that happened to me when I was very young. And it was something I held anger for 30 some years. I can't imagine going 50. 30 was horrendous enough. In fact, I had someone tell me once, you know, Gail, you're never going to be successful. You don't let go of that anger. So I found a therapist to help me. And I went to her for something else that was driving me nuts. It was a relationship that I just couldn't get loose of, and it was taking over my life, and I needed to get some strength from someone else. We always need someone else in our lives. We do not do this world alone. This life is about connecting and holding each other's hands and being that support person. And I reached out. I had six sessions, but those six sessions were life-changing because she taught me the simple theory of if you write down your anger in a letter and you just spew it out, just spew everything out, just pull every single moment of anguish and anger and torment and hatred and all that awfulness, just pull it out and put it on paper, but don't send it. Just get it out. And the amazing thing for me was that when I did that, it was like I was breathing again for the first time in a long time. And then on top of that, she said, you need to forgive that person. And I did. And I breathed even deeper. So I held on to my secret for a long time. There were a few people knew, but I just felt like I'd been robbed of things in my life, and this person had caused that. But when I went through that exercise, it was incredibly amazing at how freeing it was. And I know that, you know, if you go to church, you've heard about forgiveness. If you've read self-help books, personal development books, if you've gone through any kind of therapy, you already know there's a huge power behind forgiveness. And I just want to share with you today, if you've got that secret that's haunting you, like Filomena, maybe if you can't tell someone, maybe you can write it down. Maybe you can let it go. I know from having lived in in a posture of anger for years without realizing what was driving that anger and how much my life opened up and just transitioned once I did something as simple as write that letter. You don't have to be a Philomena that goes out there and opens up every blood vessel and exposes yourself to the world and gets, you know, I mean, she's done an incredible service by having this story told, because she could have searched for her son and kept the story to herself, because it is such a private thing. That's why she kept it quiet for 50 years. She was ashamed. She was taught that it was a bad, bad thing that she'd had this child out of wedlock. All the things that she dealt with to turn around and have this incredible courage to share her story so that other people might realize that they can open up that pain and let it out. And I don't mean to be bringing sadness to you today, but I do want to speak to anybody that's listening, to know that there is a channel for you if you want to take it. And speaking of channels, I'm going to transition to a little bit of station break here before I get too heavy into this. You know, go to thegailfolashow.com and just please give me a review. If you're going through something, I would love to hear a comment back from you. Please subscribe to my channel at iTunes, and please, biggest favor of all, share this through all of your social media contacts, because you never, ever, ever know who needs to hear this message. And that's why I do this. I do this because I know in all of my years of self-study, with personal development, with going to seminars, with listening to speakers, just delving in to other people's stories and their journeys, that sometimes one little piece of information can make a huge difference in what I'm doing, where I'm going, and how it's going to happen. For example, yesterday, I went to a seminar to learn about Google Chrome. Okay, we all think we know Google Chrome. Well, Google Chrome is the browser. Google is the search engine. And there is ways that you need to sync it up. And so I've got this message saying, you're not synced. Well, excuse me, I think I'm pretty synced. Well, okay, I learned yesterday I'm not synced. So it was like in the first 2 minutes of an hour and a half presentation, I got an answer that made it well worth me attending that little seminar. So that's what I want to share with you today, is that you never know when you're listening to someone else's story or you're taking that class what might really truly be a profound change for you. And I truly believe that there will be some people out there watching Philomena's story that may not have the exact same story, but they have a very similar story that they have tucked way, way down and have been so afraid to bring it into the light. And she has just stepped into the most incredible courage that anybody could ever step into by telling her secret after 50 years, but not only telling it to the people she cared about, but bringing it forward so that a lot of things could happen for a lot more people. And then when she turns around and she also forgives, oh my goodness, you've got to see this movie. So there you go. That's my story for today. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, for an interview. So please tune in and listen to my guest that has her own very personal journey that is fabulous. She's a dear friend of mine, and I think you'll really enjoy it. We're going to be listening to how fitness hoops can make you skinnier than you are. Ashley gave me my waist back. So we will talk again tomorrow. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.